Good morning. Welcome to Grendene SA conference call to disclose and analyze the results of the third quarter of 2019. We'd like to inform you that this call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation to English. At this point, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later, we'll start our Q&A session. Further instructions will be then provided for you to participate. Should you need any support during this call, please ask for the help of an operator pressing star zero. We'd like also to remind you that this call is being recorded, and it will be available at our website, http://ri.grendene.com.br. The main officers of Grendene are here. They will also be available to take your questions. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as the company's top management. We'd like to inform that the press release regarding the third quarter of 2019 is available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before moving forward, we'd like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call about the company's business prospects and operating and financial estimates are mere forecasts based on the management expectations regarding the company's futures. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the country's overall economic performance, as well as of the industry and international market. Now I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and company's investor relations officer. Please proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you once again for joining us in this call, in this earnings release call regarding the third quarter. Well, as usual, we have already posted a file on the internet with the major numbers in order to support you so that you can follow up the discussion. I'm going to be very brief on my comments, and I'd like just to highlight the most relevant factors, and then we will open for Q&A. As usual, we start by talking about the distribution payout. According to our current dividend payout policy, dividends regarding the third quarter of 2019 will be anticipated in the amount of 93.8 million reais, as reaffirmed of the general shareholders meeting that will approve the accounts for the financial year of 2019. They will be paid starting November 19, 2019. Shareholders holding common shares in the B3 enrolled in the company's books by November 4, 2019, and that is the cutoff date. These are eligible to receive this amount. With regard to our performance on the third quarter, we'd like to highlight the fact that although the market is still demonstrating some very low recovery signs or very weak recovery signs, we have achieved the best result in 2019, not only with regard to absolute numbers, but also when compared to the same period in 2018. The drop in our gross revenue has been decreasing over this year. In the first quarter of 2019, that number was a drop of 22.4%. In the first semester, that was 16.2%, and now in these 9 months, this number went down to 11.5%, confirming what we had mentioned, that the first semester result was an outlier and actually did not represent this year's results. So we are closing these 9 months with a net profit of 285 million. And the distribution of dividends, including the one I mentioned earlier, of 146 million. This proposed dividend corresponds to a payout of 52.7% and dividend yield of 2.7%. Although we have not recovered volume to the level we had last year, which would lead to a lower dilution of fixed costs, the adjustments made in our cost structure in the first semester allowed us to achieve a gross margin of 47.9% in the third quarter, which is above the same period last year by 1.9%. In this period, EBIT grew 65% and net profit 48%. This is for the third quarter. Besides that, in the third quarter of 2019, we saw a growth, I call it a recovery, of 66.6% in the volume of pears exported, a good recovery in Latin America that presented a very low demand in the first semester of 2019. The impact of FX in these 9 months was positive by 25 million. In the first semester, it was almost negligible. And before taxes, we had a result 32% above the same period of last year. So this year, 133 million BRL, and last year, 101 million for the 9 months. And for these 9 months, we also have a non-recurring revenue in this third quarter of 38 million that's coming from the lawsuit carried out by the company regarding ICMS, PIS, and COFINS, and 25 million non-recurring expenses for the first semester, and they were already presented in details earlier. I'm not gonna go in depth about the lawsuit, but it's explained in the explanation note 12, letter C of our financial statement. So over there, you're gonna find the history of the entire process, our expectations, and where this stands in the Brazilian judiciary system. With regard to executing our strategy, we have been strengthening our relationship with our clients, following on execution, and in general, stocks in retail have been adjusted. The sellout was above selling in most of the first semester, and that allowed the retail to adjust their inventories. And also we see recovering consumption and a positive outlook. It seems now that the inventories are now better adjusted. And also in continuing with what we had previously shared in establishing the new digital business, we have now appointed an executive that has been a long time at Grandin, Mr. Paulo Antonio Pedofilho. Among some of his achievements, he successfully led the restructuring of Melissa at the beginning of the year 2000, turning Melissa into this iconic brand. As for the Melissa, Club Melissa, today we have 328 stores, so 37 stores more than compared to September of 2018 and 12 more than what we had when we closed the first semester. Another point I'd like to highlight is the action we carried out on October 15th regarding sustainability. As many of you know, October 15th is the Conscious Consumption Day in Brazil, and that was established by the Ministry of Environment in order to raise the awareness of consumers about the destination of waste and the entire cycle or life cycle of a product so that it's sustainable. And strengthening all the actions that we have already carried out, we have also launched the vegan seal, so ensuring that we do not use any animal input. Besides other initiatives, and on October 15th, in a very bold action, Melissa suspended sales in all Melissa Galerias in Brazil and abroad and at every single Melissa store, raising the awareness of consumers so that consumers could reflect on sustainable consumption. And all Clube Melissa stores are now places, a permanent point of collection, so that if consumers, for one reason or another, want to just to discard a Melissa, they can go to one of the 328 Clube Melissa store, and we will then send these products for recycling. So we are very, very happy with the results of this action. And we believe that it's also a fact that we should highlight in this third quarter call. So these are the comments I'd like to share with you. And now we can move to the Q&A session. So thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start the Q&A session. For placing a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the list, press pound 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, to post a question, please press star 1.
Our next question comes from Alice Weco from the International Advisor.
Hi there. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for the quarter. Great quarter, Francisco and the team. Just wanted to follow up on two things. One, if you can talk about the profitability and the recovery in 2019, where do you expect exit margins to be, as we've seen this a tremendous progress in this quarter? And the second question is about the order momentum for the collections in early 2020, and how do you see the recovery in consumptions, both from your clients, but also on a broader basis, as we go into the first half of 2020? Thank you very much.
Well, with regard to recovering our profitability, it came mainly from our internal actions, an adjustment of our cost structure, and this has already been disclosed in the first semester. We understand that we started the year expecting that the economy would be more dynamic, that we would see a recovery compared to previous years, but that did not happen in the first semester. And What we've learned is that our cost structure was actually above what would be more recommended to the level of demand that we had. And that's why in the second quarter, and some also in the third quarter, we made adjustments in this cost structure by reducing the headcount and many other costs. So we went over our cost structures in depth in order to adjust it according to the expected demand. This adjustment proved to be effective, and that's why we see a growth in our margins and results, although we do not present a robust recovery in volume that would certainly help us to leverage these margins. So for these 9 months, we have historically low volumes. We could certainly discuss the different reasons that led to this scenario, but we can mention high unemployment rate in Brazil, also issues in Latin America, the international market also facing many challenges. So we did see this lower volume after many years. We believe that now our cost structure is fits the demand, and we expect to see better margins in the future. This is our current expectation, unless something else happens. We have also seen this increase in the dynamics of the economy, increase the number of orders since September, and this is still going on. And according to a recent unemployment rate in Brazil, also proves that we are now experiencing going through the best moment. And our expectations for the first semester of 2020 is that this trend we see in the Brazilian economy keeps up. So we expect that we have a better economic scenario for 2020, but it's very hard to discuss what's going to happen in Latin America. If the economy improves, we're going to see increased demand for Latin America, and as for the other countries, we will keep working. We are going to look for growth in other markets. So the impact we have had in profit, well, cost adjustment does not depend on what's going to happen in the market unless we see really a relevant drop, but otherwise we will expect to benefit and to see improved margins. So this is how we see this scenario today. As for FX, it has not been a hurdle. The exchange rate variation is within a reasonable range. So we may see some small variation upwards or downwards, but it's really not our major concern. And as for raw material and input, the Brazilian inflation rate is very low, and the raw material is actually less expensive than last year. The major variable is demand, and we're going to work in order to improve on that. And we hope that Brazil's consumption increases and that would allow us to also grow.
I do not know whether I've answered your question.
No, that's fine. That's really great. Thank you. And the bottom line is that you're seeing increased orders and momentum, but at a decent level, nothing that's alarming necessarily. It's more of a normalized order from your clients with a reassessed level of inventories where they are. That's all into 2020, if you can confirm that. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, to ask a question, just press star 1.
With that, we close our Q&A session. I would like now to hand it over to Francisco Schmidt for his closing remarks. Well, once again, thank you all very much for joining us this morning. Should you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Our RI area is always at your availability. Thank you. The conference call of Grandani is closed now. Thank you very much for joining us this morning and have a nice day. Thank you for using Chorus Call.